Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. And there's a lot of little kids who are vertically challenged who say, I could be the next Altuve. That's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing.
When you and I were growing up, all we had was Spud Biancolana.
Buddy Biancolana, Spud Webb.
Freddie Patek. Those people.
Right. And Ali Haji Sheik. Those were the only small... I'll take Giants
kickers. From Michigan.
This is the ZabeCast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Thursday, September 7, 2023. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being a ZabeCast listener. Tomorrow, it's for subscribers only. If you'd like to get Fridays, and I urge anyone who loves the classic You Are Looking Live, going through all the NFL games every week with predictions, referees, announcers, the whole schmear with me, Scott, and Solly, Fridays is the place for you. Hell, just subscribe for a couple months. It's $5 a month. That's it. Then you'll get You Are Looking Live on Friday with Mr. X. He'll be with us tomorrow for subscribers only, talking about his picks for the week, my picks for the week, as well as other gambling-related stories, strategies, anecdotes, and more. I think you're going to very much like it, and give it a try. Or just go 1 month at a time. And if you really don't like it or don't think it's worth it, or you got too many things you're subscribed to, like all of us do, then cancel. I will not hold it against you. I will hold your credit card, though, and I will then charge it up to I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do anything with it. I really am not. I appreciate everybody who is a subscriber. That'll be tomorrow's show. Before we get to Notorious J.A.Y., every time I think, man, has sports peaked? Are we now coming back to some level of reality or sanity where we say to ourselves, yeah, sports are great, but geez, the money and time and public funds that are put into it are just crazy. It's too much. It's too big. And every time I think, you know what? I think we've kind of peaked. I think we're going to settle into something a bit more reasonable. I see something like this. Real Madrid has released a first look at their new retractable field or pitch stadium. Oh, Zabe, I've seen those before. So yeah, it's a big tray and they slide it out into the parking lot so it can get sun and light and air. No. This field retracts underneath. And you're like, what? Yep. I watched the time lapses of it. Imagine the field or pitch being sliced into five long strips. And the strips are then mechanically on these giant 5 to 6 foot thick metal girder trays slid one strip at a time, one section at a time, off to the side, and then lowered onto a deep 20 to 30 foot deep underground scaffolding of gears and metal and lattice work and shelving. I don't even know what to describe it. It goes off to the side and goes down. I mean, giant, long slices of the field underneath, and then, and it slides underneath. And then they do the next section, and the next section, and the next section. And then you've got the field safely underneath, where there's apparently ventilation, grow lights, spritzers, I suppose, to keep the grass fresh. Because remember, they're playing on natural grass, as per the European Football Federation's rules. And it slides underneath, and they can have a concert, or they can have a truck pull, or they can have anything on top, because the field's safely tucked underneath. What? What did this thing cost? Who would have thought of such a thing? This is why the show, I believe it's on Nat Geo, called Engineering Marvels exists. This is an absolute engineering marvel. It's amazing. And it also points to how, if I'm an NFL player, and I'm very firm in my belief that synthetic turf fields cause more injuries, shorten careers, which has never been conclusively proven by actual data or studies. It's just mostly anecdotal. If you're there in the NFL playing and you're thinking, God, these cheapos, they don't even put real grass outside when they could. Well, here they're doing it for soccer indoors in the most high-tech, crazy system I've ever seen. Once again, look it up. Real Madrid, the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium, and it is a fucking engineering marvel. While we're on things I'd never seen before, and it's so crazy, I'm not even sure it's real. Somebody who lives up there or knows about this can confirm. In Wisconsin, there's Lake Chippewa, and apparently there is a floating island that is about 40 acres, they say, although, to be honest, it doesn't look like 40 acres to me. It looks more like, well, maybe it is 40. It's a 40-acre island that floats, and it will sometimes float down towards a bridge and block boat access to get under and through the bridge from one part of the lake to the other. And so what must be done is local citizens who have boats have to go line up their boats on the edge of this floating island, 40 acres worth, and push it with their motors running, push it away from the bridge. I never seen that before in my life. Is this real? Is this some internet hoax? Is it just artfully done CGI? Is it miniatures? Is it an April Fool's prank in September? I don't know. Never heard of it. Never seen it. Bonkers. Technically, the island is, quote, flowage. Flowage. I don't know what flowage is. I guess it's a chunk of dirt and land that constitutes basically an island. But the flowage has trees on it, has, you know, 15, 20 foot tall evergreens on it. Crazy. And then real quick, a very somber note, but I want to mention it because I think everybody will have thoughts and prayers and wishes for Alex Smith and his family. As if former Redskins / football team quarterback Alex Smith has not been through enough with his broken leg that nearly had to be amputated, but then he amazingly came back to play on this mongoloid recovered leg. Now this, his young daughter, I think 6-7 years old, has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. And according to Alex Smith in this piece in the New York Times, he says, we're living scan to scan. Man, oh man, oh man. sometimes you wonder what, and he seems like a really good guy with a really good family. Why does so much get heaped on one person? You never fully know. But if anyone can get through this, can handle it, it's that guy, because he is a stud. And obviously, we will pray for this for his daughter's recovery and well-being going forward. But man, that hit one. That hit tough when I read it. All right, let's talk to our man, Notorious J.A.Y. What's the saying? He could have woken up any way he wanted today, but he woke up and chose violence instead. Notorious J.A.Y. joins us now, and he is ready to go after Andy Pohle. Jay, the floor is yours, my friend. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Why'd you wake up and choose violence? I'm curious.
I didn't wake up. And choose violence.
You went to bed thinking of violence after listening to Andy podcast.
It just incensed me to no end.
You do know you're gonna have to take a bakery style ticket to get in line to bitch about Andy Pohle, because you're not the only one for not the same reasons, by the way.
I know. And you know what? I'm sure there's a bakery-sized line people who hate and want to bitch about me. So,
that is true. In fact, we ran out of tickets for that machine. But still, just form a queue to your left, and you'll get your chance, all right?
Woo! That's funny. That was a good one. Yeah. You need to bring that sound back.
Oh, God. All right. So, Andy said something about Dion that rubbed you the wrong way. And I am curious to hear what that is. I was a little bit taken aback that he wasn't more impressed, amazed, or whatever with what Dion has already done in just one game.
Well, it wasn't even anything Dion said, but Andy got all bent out of shape because Robert Griffin said, you know, he didn't say, he was quoting Dion, who said, everybody said that blank, blank, blank.
That Shadour would be no good in a Power Five. He was only good because he was HBCU. And Robert was using the everyone is saying sort of.
Okay. This was not Georgia beating Alabama and saying no one disrespected us. This shit happened. And I know, well, if he wants me to name names, well, everyone on College Football Live. Tom Luginbill, I saw say, this was the worst roster in Division One. He predicted.
You mean last year's roster or the current?
No, this year's.
What?
I saw this year's roster. Samuel Acho, Tom Luginbill, and Greg McElroy. They went around the room and they all predicted 3 wins or less. I then listened to the podcast with Dan Wetzel, Pat Forty, and Ross Derringer, I think is his name is. They all predicted that this would be the worst roster in football, and that Shador and Travis Hunter didn't really light up the world at the HBCU, so how are they going to do it? I'll give you more names. The Athletic has a radio show with the most insufferable douchebag named Ari Wassenberg. He predicted that they would lose 57-14.
Wow.
And then he said, I don't know what they're going to do because Travis Hunter didn't really wow me at Jackson State as a corner. So what is he going to do in the Big Ten?
Wow.
And then
look at the receipts Jay has. Jay brought receipts, just like Dion brought receipts of guys who definitely doubted this year's transfer roster that Dion has assembled.
Now, it was a lot of disrespect to Jackson State, and that goes along with, and I'm going to say it, I'm sorry, white sports media has always had but with HBCUs, and I'll give you an example. I distinctly remember this, the year Steve McNair was making his Heisman run. Do you remember him at that point, Steve?
Oh, yeah. 1994.
Okay. Right. So I remember watching the game, and I got to say it was Washington and SC. And, of course, Keith Jackson was on the game.
Whoa,
so
you know how Nelly!
Right. So you know how ABC would do the, they would come back to commercial and they would break in. Well, this is at Alcorn, and they showed a Steve McNair like running around and throwing a pass into the end zone. And then sadly, it looked like an N1 mixtape because people are running on the field. It just looked discombobulated. Yeah. So they go back to Keith Jackson and Keith Jackson lets it play. And then he just says this, different game.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what are you talking about, Keith Jackson?
Uh-oh.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, and HBCUs have always been disrespected by white media. I'm sorry. It is true. It is a fact. It is 100%. It's the yeah, but.
How do you separate disrespect from an acknowledgement that...
They don't think it's real. They don't think it's real football. Okay. But somehow NFL execs... And NFL GMs who raided the HBCUs in the 60s and 70s, they know it's true, but the media sure. never gives it respect. What's the only HBCU game you see on TV, Zabe?
The Drumline game.
And you didn't, it's the Bayou Classic is yes. what it's called. You didn't even know it was called the Bayou Classic.
I probably could.
And I'm not saying.
Give me 50 guesses, I would have gotten it. But yeah, no, it's into the one that famous is, features the marching bands at halftime.
Yes, and also football, too. Yes. See? That's my point.
Disrespect.
There's my point.
Okay.
That's my point.
I mean, that's the hook right there. The HBCUs have not produced, though, pros lately, like Steve McNair like...
What?
Okay, who?
Jerry Rice?
No. Well, I was going to say, Steve McNair, Jerry Rice, Walter Payton, like, those are our guys growing up. Jay, I'm saying in the last 20 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to
say. So, in other words, the HBCUs, yeah, I'm just saying it's changed. You're right.
Michael Strahan, does that, you mean
that's
you mean
still,
now?
That's still a generation
okay.
ago.
All right. Okay.
My point is now the game has changed where Deion getting Hunter to go to Jackson State was a wow. It was almost like this guy's jumping off a cliff for Deion. That's not perception, that's reality. Who else was getting guys to go to HBCU? I know.
Because he's Deion.
Well, and I was using that as a compliment and trying to hammer that home to Andy, and I don't think he fully appreciated me saying that's the force of personality that is.
But the thing that pissed me off with Andy, what he said, was he tried to use the everybody and who is they. Like I said, this is not Georgia playing Alabama and saying – Georgia beating Alabama because they disrespected us. This was real disrespect. I just named those names.
Sure.
The only person that I heard say they might be good were Joel Klatt, and he had to because of Colorado.
I thought you didn't like Joel Klatt.
I'm not a fan, but he did say, I mean, I can't.
Not a fan, but he's Mr. Colorado, and now he's, the friend of my enemy is my friend. Or the enemy of my enemy is now my friend.
And also, Robert Griffin, and Michael Irvin, but I can't consider Michael Irvin a college football analyst. But those are the only two who I heard say, they might be pretty good. Everybody else was 4 wins, 3 wins. Deion's a joke. I mean, I don't like
who said Deion's
about
a joke? That receipt, you got to show me that receipt. Quote, unquote, not Deion is a joke.
Not Deion's a joke, but what he's doing is a joke. Because I can't remember who said it, because they said he sucks all the air out of the room, and he's going to make everyone revolve around Planet Deion. I have to go back and look, because this was an actual quote.
Okay.
That somebody said this. But, and it's just, I'm not saying it was, you know, when people yell the word racist, that's so stupid because in sports, nobody's holding one race over another.
But Deion kind of brought that in there. He kind of brought that in there because of the fact that he said people are uncomfortable with a black man up here doing his thing, talking his talk, walking his walk, neglecting the fact that he replaced a black guy at Colorado.
That, I forgot Calderell was that.
Yeah.
I literally forgot.
Yeah,
Paul Durrell.
Yeah,
God, I wish he would have stayed. I wish he would have stayed at UCLA for like 20 years.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, anyway, I think it's amazing what he has done after 1 week. We'll see what happens this week.
I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting because I just love him. You know, putting up the middle finger to everybody. Yeah. Look what I can do.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, now serving number 64 for the bash Andy over the head service counter. This
I'm
one
not
from
bashing him.
Jay, we're not. We served you. Take your take your loaf of bread and have a nice day.
I'll
now
wait.
Yes. Now serving number 64, Kaiser. Is there a Eric Kaiser via email? Pod rotation. Zabe, I reached out to you many times and I don't miss a day ever. It's time, though. It's finally time to put down old Andy Poland. Today it felt like you were talking to your dad, where he challenges everything you say. It's just not compelling anymore. I know he's your boy, but enough. It's over. And know that I'm not alone. We would much rather have solo Zabe on Mondays than Andy. Please, a humble suggestion. Suggest a rotation, Monday solo, Tuesday, a rotation of Conway, Eunice, Ronis, Sheehan, etc. Wednesday, Charge, Thursday, Jay, and then Friday, Scott and Solly, and Mr. X.
Well, where's Hatch, by the way?
Hatch is around.
I
you want more Hatch?
Hatch on football. Yes.
Okay. We can get more Hatch. He wants
to
do it.
Played football?
Yeah, played at Cincinnati.
I like Hatch.
I do too. I've been knowing Hatch, as they say, in the neighborhood for 15 plus years.
Well, also, I was going to text you something earlier. Have you ever had to almost hang up? You and your dad, you like the same teams, right? That you basically you're lock and step with every team.
No, what do you mean, my dad, Andy, my fake dad?
Your actual father, Mr. Zabin.
No, Mr. Yes. Zabin was never and is not a sports fan. He did coach me in Little League. He did root me on. He knows a bit about sports, but was never animated nor motivated by it. My mom, though, totally different. My mom is a root for the home team, and now she's an F. Aaron Rodgers to the moon guy that he's left Green Bay.
So no, my dad, we are rivals in every sport except Maryland basketball. That's the one sport we both generally love.
Possible.
Okay, well, my dad grew up in rural Virginia in the 40s, and he was a huge. He still is a Yankee fan. He never switched when he moved to Maryland.
That's
I kind of respect that.
Right.
He loved the Baltimore Colts when he went here. And when they left, he became a Ravens fan. He's a Bullets fan, or a Wizard fan, Steve.
Wow.
A huge Wizard fan.
Wow.
Like, Yeah, he will ask me about rotations and I'm like that. I don't fucking watch the Wizards. I'm sorry.
We should have never traded Rui Hachimura, man. That was a bad trade.
He'll say that. He did say that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so, I like Kyle Kuzma's upside, but Jesus, the guy takes the dumbest shots I've ever seen in my life.
You're poking fun, but that's the shit he says. I know.
By the way, I just made that up. I have no idea if the Rui Hachimura trade was good or not, and I'm not sure about Kyle Kuzma. I don't follow Wizards basketball very closely.
Me either.
Okay.
Me either.
But, all right. One last thing about Deion, though, that has to be pointed out. For a guy the one hand says, I don't care what people think of me, he sure kept a lot of receipts for what people thought of him.
I can't remember that segment. Was he right? Ding. Was he where Deion was wrong?
Right.
Where Deion was right was a lot of people doubted him. Where he was wrong was he thinks that sports writers are supposed to be cheerleaders for Colorado.
No,
Deion. They're not on your payroll.
Right.
They report. Not your payroll.
Do you know that all that Ed Werder did was call him a celebrity coach? Which is literally true. He didn't say he's only a celebrity and he's going to suck.
That's a little disrespectful. A little disrespectful.
Okay, I suppose so. But he went on to say he's the talk of college football. He's already garnered this much attention, this much coverage, yada, yada, yada. It wasn't the worst tweet in the world, in my opinion. But whatever. Okay, let's...
It didn't garner Do You Believe and all that shit.
Yeah, let's move on. Antonio Brown has been acting more and more weird all the time. He now says he has CTE, which, of course, community notes on X.com rushed in to say CTE cannot be diagnosed while a person is still alive. The only method is to look at the brain under a microscope, and as of now, that's the only possible way, unless there's an autopsy. He might just be buck shine crazy, right?
I think that, yeah.
But he also may have CTE. Who knows?
I think both might be. He's crazy and has CTE. Is that possible? Can you have both?
Yeah, sure. Crazier with, chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Does a sane person whip out their schlong and jerk it in front of women in Dubai? Does that sound like the rantings of a sane person?
Well, there are sane perverts who do that. Sane sociopaths. Like sanity and being antisocial is two different things entirely. Caleb Williams, Jay, made two more throws that defied athletic belief last week. Holy
He's
shit.
So
and now,
good.
Now his father, Carl Williams, says that his kid may stay in school another year if he doesn't like the school, the NFL team that's sitting 1-1. Is this an idle threat, and would that be a smart move for him?
If it was anyone else, I would go, you're bullshit. But with him, I believe it.
Okay.
Because he's making so much money on NIL, he doesn't need to go to the NFL.
That's a great point. By the way, Shedeur Sanders just got another $2.5 million in NIL money. His number this year is 3.8. 3.8. That's more than the base number on Dak Prescott. Now, of course, Dak is paid to the moon because of bonuses, but still, when will we see the first college quarterback eclipse $10 million in college for a single year?
We might see it this year with Caleb. He's a Taco Bell. I just saw him in a Taco Bell ad. He's a Taco Bell ad. He has a Wendy's ad. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not mad because... And which brings me to the next person I hate, and I'm glad they went down. I couldn't stop. If I had a church bell, I'd have went out and rang it when Clemson lost to Duke.
That's the other thing. They're like, I can't wait to hear Jay's angry take on Dabo.
And this is going to cause me so much hatred in my family. Miles Murphy, the lineman, that is my cousin.
Oh, it is?
The fact that I have always been a Dabo, I might get kicked out of the family now because they are
Miles
very angry
Murphy
at me for,
is a lineman at Clemson. That's your cousin.
Yeah, well, he's Tennessee now.
Oh, he's at Tennessee now. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to be at Clemson.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Miles, who got drafted? Who did Miles get drafted by? Shit.
I can't remember. But he played at Clemson.
He was a first round draft pick. I just can't remember who he got drafted by. But it was like the last time we were all together, I said something about Dabo, and the eyeballs went toward me. I think I called him a fraud. Yeah, that's what it was. And that caused a big furor. But this was the greatest moment ever. Well, no, second to the day that he lost 70-33 to West Virginia. People forget about those games. But it was the happiest. Yeah, 70-33 in a bowl game, by the way. In a bowl game.
Dabo said not so long ago, like 2 years ago, when Nils just started, he goes, you know, this program was built on name, image, likeness, the name, image, and likeness of Jesus Christ, of God.
That's when I lost it. That's when I lost
He's
it.
He's always been that a was... huge Bible banger. He also apparently doesn't like the portal, wants to recruit high school kids, and many other coaches, including Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State, said, look, if I bring in a bunch of high school kids and they run into a tough game against a tough opponent, we're going to get our ass kicked because they're still kids. You get enough transfer portal guys, they've been through it once or twice. They're tougher. They're older. Got to get with the times.
Somebody made the joke also. Dabo continues to recruit players who look like him. He did play at Alabama, but he was a walk-on, a scrappy little, and that's all he's recruiting, cornerbacks who look like him.
Really?
Wide receivers who look like him. Yes.
Really?
I can't wait for the day when they fire him.
I don't know about that. I was under the impression that he was actually doing well recruiting high school guys, but that's not the game anymore. The game is not just winning the high school recruiting.
I mean,
you still
have to recruit high school guys, but sure. You gotta punch the portal.
You gotta punch the portal, no question about it. All right, let's switch to baseball, shall we? Jose Altuve, go. The fuck?
He's my height. No. I'm taller than him.
You're taller than he is.
He's 5'7". He's 5'7". I'm 5'9".
He's Shrimpy McShrimperson. Here.
And now he sends one to center field. That'll send Tavares back.
On the ball.
Could it be? 5'7". Four in a row. Four in a row for Altuve.
I said it 2 weeks ago.
Five and six at bat.
He went like 4 for 6 in a game. He's good.
Can you hear that, by the way? The highlight?
No, I cannot.
The legend continues to grow.
3 home runs in 1 game, 4 in the last 5 at-bats. And when I was talking about this on my morning show today, a number of texters are like, because I said, they're like, oh, cheater. They went right to the cheater thing. And I said, okay. I said a couple things. One, he's not cheating now. Look at what he's doing. And somebody goes, well, you don't know that. I'm like, well, if you're just going to keep moving first base, I'm never going to reach first base.
Yeah.
You can't just say we don't know.
I see what you did. You didn't use goalposts.
Yeah, no. See what I did there? Yeah. So, you can't just say that. But he wasn't, and the Astros weren't the only ones, with this signal-stealing skunk works. They just were the most aggressive, shameless, and sophisticated. And they got hammered more than the Yankees and the Red Sox did.
I'm going to say this again. I can tell you, or you can be told what's coming. 8 times still, out of 10, you still ain't going to hit it.
I know.
You're still not hitting it. I can tell you straight change outside corner. You can get it, and you might not hit it. You might pop it up, or you might knock it into the ground off your foot.
Right.
So
hardest thing in the world. He's a dynamo. He's amazing. And
he's good.
Yeah. And the fact he's so small is one of the great things about sports to
and
reinforce
hits for power.
To kids. Yeah. Hits for power. See, this is what the children, Jay, and I know some people say, fuck them kids, but I don't. The kids are our future. Let them lead the way, said Whitney Houston. May she Super Sky Point rest in peace. kids that grow up today, they want to look at somebody and go, I could be that guy. And there's a lot of little kids who are vertically challenged who say, I could be the next Altuve. That's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing.
When you and I were growing up, all we had was Spud Biancalana.
Buddy Freddie Biancalana, Potek. Spud Webb.
Freddie Patek. Those people.
Right. And Ali Haji Sheik. Those were the only small... I'll take giant
kickers. From Michigan. From Michigan.
Exactly. While we're on baseball, did you see that Trey Turner, who's finally warming up for the Phillies, started out cold as ice this season, was put on the paternity leave list, because this is now a thing, exactly 9 months after signing his $300 million deal with the Phillies.
So we know how he celebrated that deal.
Yes. I cannot have more disdain for the paternity list in baseball than I currently do. The needle is pegged. You know what? Having kids is wonderful. Being a supportive dad, of course, is valued. But you have a fucking job, and the Phillies are in the middle of a wild card chase. They're not going to get the division, but they're in the thick of it, and you got all night to go home and be with your kid. Fucking play baseball.
This is in the 1930s, and there was a baseball player for the Philadelphia Athletics when they were good. I can't remember who it is. But his mom died during the season, and he held off the funeral until after the World Series.
Wow.
Yes.
Didn't Jimmy Johnson famously miss his mom's funeral to coach a game?
I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't have been shocked.
I think that was it, and I think you might have said later on, yeah, I kind of regret that. Listen, funerals are a different thing, especially for your parents. Having a kid, even if it's your first kid, and I don't know if it's Trey Turner's first kid or not, I mean, miss a game. Two games,
but not,
max.
Not paternity leave.
Fucking week. While we're on domestic issues, did you see where Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are gone now? Sophie Turner back on the market. Absolute screaming hot redhead from Game of Thrones fame. Your thoughts?
And she was married to Joe. I didn't know she's married to Joe Jonas.
She not no more. She ain't, as the saying goes.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
Two kids.
She will be a hot commodity.
Yeah,
she's a first-round pick.
Oh, yeah. She's really good. Did you watch Game of Thrones at all?
Two kids?
Two kids. Apparently, Joe Jonas liked being a homebody, and she liked going out and being Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner.
Which is a good life. Fun life.
She got two kids, though. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. That's true. If you dated her, you'd have to deal with her going, oh, look at this picture. Oh, do you know what River or Scout did yesterday? It was so adorable.
Because if you date her, that person's probably going to have money. So they're probably going to have to go on vacation with her and the kids. I don't want all that.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. May have money or may just have some sort of weird voodoo like Jay Moore must have because he married Jeannie Buss. Holy
this guy
fucking shit.
I used to like Jay Moore a little bit, but now he's kind of annoying. How the hell did he get Jeannie? Wait a minute. He had the chick from that show also. What was Heather?
No, Nikki Cox.
What was it? Nikki Cox.
I know.
How did Jay Moore get Nikki Cox?
I went through it yesterday on this pod, Jay, and I said he's a certified.
I didn't know that.
No, that's fine. I wanted to steer you into it because I wanted your thoughts on it. But yeah, I said it's just unbelievable. He keeps failing upwards in a way that is truly astounding.
He was shitty at sports radio.
Of course.
Terrible.
He only did it because he basically had no other options. And he had an agent that I'm sure bugged the shit out of Don Martin at Fox Sports and convinced him, give him a gig in the afternoon. So it lasted 2 years. He flamed out, pissed people off, and it's on to the next heist. What's left in the wake?
I think our buddy Greg Toohey was his producer.
Yeah, I think so too.
Love Greg Toohey.
Greg Toohey was a good man. Yes. Apparently Sean Payton has had it with old Russell Wilson's bullshit, saying he needs to focus less on, quote, Russell Incorporated. And he said about his conversations with Wilson, quote, will you fucking stop kissing all the babies? You're not running for public office.
Oh, did he really say that? Oh,
yes. This is a big ESPN.com piece that's behind a paywall, which I refuse to give ESPN.
No.
Any more money.
This might be did you have a line about Sean Payton at any point this week or last week? Because somebody had a great line about, they said Sean Payton was just Mike McCarthy with a better PR agent. Was that you?
Wow, I did not say that, but that's a somebody pretty good line.
That. I heard that.
Yeah, well, they both have one Super Bowl title.
I was like, I thought about it, and I was like, well played. That was a kind of true.
Well, the thing is, Sean Payton is 50 pounds lighter, and we live in a fat-shaming culture. We live in a society where if you're certain fatness, you're never going to get taken seriously. Payton is not really skinny per se, but he's not like a big whopper like McCarthy is. So I think he comes off as more fiery. He comes off as more focused. But all of Sean Payton's, you know, mojo was because he had Drew Brees throwing for a billion yards every year. We'll see how he does this year in Denver. I would be willing to bet the under.
Which leads us back to Dabo. without a generation.
Without Trevor Lawrence and without Deshaun Watson, what is he? Nothing.
They were the internet was flaming him. I even had to jump in. There was one, it was like Dabo without a generational quarterback, and it was pictures like of Clay Helton. I had to put in one of Charlie Weiss. Somebody had one, the Bishop Sycamore coach.
Oh, Jesus.
I couldn't stop reading them. It was great. It was awesome.
All right. And then there's this. I'm sure by now you've seen the story of the diarrhea plane for Delta.
No.
Have you seen the videos that have come out now of the interior of the?
I don't think I want to.
Well, okay then. Good luck avoiding them. It's not pretty. There's just a video going all the way up the aisle, and all you see is shit every 2 feet.
Oh. And they were like going from Barcelona to
Atlanta. Atlanta to Barcelona. And luckily, they had not yet made it over the ocean when they turned around.
Oh.
So here's the question. Here's the question for what I'm calling Ass Force One. Would you... because
you're on fire today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Would you fly that plane? Because they said it was only out of service for 8 hours and that they tore up the carpeting, disinfected the whole plane, got it back in service. I said, really? Tore up the carpeting, huh? And a number of people said, believe it or not, a lot of these planes have what would be called modular carpeting, where it's like squares and they peel up pretty easily if you need to. And that it's not the first time somebody has shit or puked or pissed or whatever on a airplane. But given how widespread the debacle is, would you, if you found out through tail fin numbers that you were on Ass Force One for Delta, change your flight plans on that reason alone?
All right, what if I got the flight at a 70% discount?
Okay, fair enough. What is a bigger nightmare for you? Snakes on a plane, Samuel L. Jackson, or diarrhea on a plane?
For me, snakes on a plane. Yeah. I'd be more scared of that shit.
Even if I said they're non-poisonous. So in other words, you're not going to die, but there's 12 non-poisonous snakes on the fucking plane.
Okay, if they weren't boa constrictors or rattlers... I would be afraid of on a plane.
Rattlers are poisonous. Boas won't kill you unless it's really, really big.
If they wrap around me, I'm done.
Well, it's not going to wrap around. You're on a plane.
I used to watch wrestling. I saw Jake the Snake's Jake the Snake Snake.
Who was the wrestler that just died, by the way?
There's
a famous wrestler who just died. Also, the lead singer of Smash Mouth. Died.
Mike Rotundo's son.
Yes.
Brad Wyatt? Yeah, Brad Wyatt. Yeah.
Brad Wyatt, who was like this new up-and-coming guy who was very popular. And the lead singer for Smash Mouth died at 56 years old. He had apparently a bunch of health complications.
And Jimmy Buffett.
And Mike Williams, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer receiver.
Syracuse, right? He went to Syracuse, right?
Yeah, he had a great rookie year, was like offensive rookie of the year, signed a $40 million deal, but was out of football and was working some construction project when a giant steel beam, kablang, hit him on the head and killed him, crushed him.
Shit
is right. That sucks.
Oh.
All right. With that said,
remember, didn't you used to have this segment, Horrible and Ironic Ways to Die?
Yeah, that would be one of them. I stopped you down out of karma's sake.
I'm not a good guy.
Can you hear this, by the way?
I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Okay.
The fuck you guy?
Yeah, no, this is our theme song. Jay, who is your FTG of the week?
All the cameramen who were doing the Fox game, did you see that? The Gus had a bad game. The cameramen were missing shit. I'm like, who was doing this, Chips? It was terrible. The first game of the year, it was real fucked up.
Yeah,
so I'm going to say to Fox, to Fox Sports, your broadcast for the Colorado TCU game, fuck those guys. It was horrible. And Gus had a terrible game. And I love Gus.
I know.
And for me to say this,
All right. My FTG goes to the Duke professor who did not give that quarterback an extension on his homework assignment. Riley Leonard, I believe, is his name, the new kid at Duke.
Yes.
Basketball player who's coming on strong now. They're calling him Vanilla Vic because he can run and elude guys. The professor's like, well, the other football players on the team were able to do the assignment without an extension. So good game the other night, but no extension. Hey, buddy, fuck you. Just give him a day, for God's sakes. He beat Dabo on national TV on a holiday. All right, Jay. Good run as always. Thank you, sir. And I can guarantee you one thing. Andy Pollin will give zero shits about your opinion.
Oh, I said this will not make him hate me any more or any less.
Exactly. He'll be like, okay, I don't whatever. Care. Okay, yeah, very good.
I still hate him.
You brought the receipts. You've got the receipts. You brought the receipts. And I applaud you for the receipts. Thank you. I sprained my tongue saying that. All right, Jay, until next time, you like to say...
Bye-bye now.
That's right. That'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening and downloading. Tomorrow it is on. That's right. You are looking live. Week one in the National Football League. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.